All right, puis on recommence notre micro ouvert.
Last Sunday, a coalition of community groups brought citizens and politicians together into the street. A citizens' assembly gave people living in the plateau the chance to speak to and hear from their neighbors, as well as the people who are vying to represent them at the municipal elections this November.
It's a community event that brings political debate into the street and makes it accessible to everybody. So I thought it was a really laudable objective and definitely the kind of thing I like to take part in.
A number of candidates for office were there, including Alex Norris, who's sat on borough council for Projet-Montréal since 2009.
Every day since I've been elected, I've been getting feedback, positive and negative, in all ways. And it's constantly, it affects how you conceive of the dilemmas that you face as an elected official.
With Montreal's municipal elections just over 6 weeks away, it's a time when citizen concerns are more likely to be heard. But to those organizing the assembly, local politics mean more than just voting.
I think it's important to kind of, you know, show people that it's easy to participate and to speak up and to give them a platform that's easily accessible.
Marie Rousseau works with the Milton Park Citizens Committee, or the CCMP, one of the groups that put on Sunday's event. She hoped the event would bring in some of her neighbors from Milton Park, but also that its location on a busy pedestrian stretch of Montréal would attract some of the many people passing through.
It's sunny out, it's on the street, it's accessible. It hopefully will help people regain hope and like give them the idea that they still have agency.
From what CKUT saw, most of the passersby didn't take part in the assembly itself. And the people who spoke during the open mic were those you might expect. Local advocates for accessibility, climate justice, off-market housing, not necessarily a diversity of views. But the event also had citizens come and sit together, talking through the issues at local discussion tables. Alain Mignot says that there, it was a different story.
The table where I was discussing earlier, it was a woman from Alberta, and we didn't agree at all.
Mignot is part of anti-pipeline group Le Vivant se défend, or in English, Life Defends Itself. He was there to ask the candidates to commit themselves to the cause. But in the process, he had to defend his own point of view to his neighbors.
That's not easy. Not easy at all.
Did you find any common ground with this person?
Not really.
Still, he says he found the exercise worthwhile. And he'd like more chances to have the hard conversations.
That wasn't comfortable, but it's an discomfort that we should go through if we want things to change.
I need another page because they're getting too many pictures.
Soma Nueze was there with a petition too. This one was asking the city to appropriate a vacant lot at the corner of Milton and Park, so that the land could be used for housing.
I got involved because I had known that corner well, and I'd always wondered, like, why is this space just here?
Nueze moved to Milton Park to study at McGill. They told CKUT that getting involved in this hyper-local fight has brought them closer to their neighbors, made them feel like they can make a difference.
A couple people coming together and being really bothersome to a mayor or during an election or, you know, showing up to whatever, these really horribly attended local meetings can do a lot.
It's something Norris has seen too. He says that when people in the plateau make noise, he and his colleagues on council are forced to listen.
Well, that's the beauty of municipal politics. You can start small and you can have a major influence on your neighborhood and on your city and municipal politics.
For CKUT, I'm Jules Bijal with the Local Journalism Initiative.